So these buttons are very appealing to push.
Oh yeah.
They don't really look like the regular buttons you find. You know, they look the ones you find at the door.
Yeah. This is more.
You see, it's unusual. We don't find this kind of steel metal.
Yeah, with this rounded
round corners. Yeah. I think there is quite some effort in the design.
Yeah.
Also, this button has been replaced and it looks like a light switch.
Yeah, light switch, yeah.
So it's definitely old, from the 60s, I would say, the round corners.
Yeah, I don't think it's like a recent one.
No.
Because all this like beautiful cornered effort was done long time ago, I think. And I like that spider is dominant.
Yeah.
They just occupy the space.
So either it's a spider that's really, really quick, or it's someone that doesn't receive so much mail.
Yeah.
Living there.
True. Yeah. See a lot of like taken out. This person has been living here for a while,
but besides that, there is no other names.
No,
just numbers
and nay or yeah. Can you read it?
Hen hast hen spait, leven is hen wedstrijd. I don't understand.
This is also quite new.
Yeah.
And it's engraved.
Letters.
Yeah.
I wonder if this only makes noise today or if it's doing noise all the time.
And I see there were supposed to be different nails, or
I think the nails have been painted over, no?
Ah, true.
Oh.
Yeah. And now it's exposed.
Yeah. Okay. Bad.
Press it.
No.
Why?
Someone is going to pick up.
Yeah.
And then I run.
And then yeah.
No. I'm not dead. I wonder who runs this building. To not be so. Yeah, I don't know. I think through these very like handmade buttons that are not matching, like this one doesn't match this one, and these two don't match any of the others. And actually, this one is smaller than that one.
True.
So they kind of tried to put them in the same position and to have maybe like a black one, but it's actually not the same. And there is no uniformity in this composition.
No.
So that's why, like, it makes me wonder who is actually running this building, because usually there is an attempt, like, every time you go on a building, like, to have something quite uniform, like all the names are engraved on the same type of plates, same dimensions, and it's maintained the same way.
Yeah.
And this one, like, you feel there is an attempt for maintenance because all the buttons are here and they all seem functional.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem like anyone is trying to uniform the composition. So it doesn't really, it's a bit like the plant earlier, like it doesn't really matter as long as it works. It doesn't really matter how, like, how it's made, or like maybe the aesthetic is not priority, as long as it works and it seems
so
to be the same, but it's not.
The priority is functionality and practicality.
Yeah, but then there is also, I think,
but
an
not
attempt
gave
again, you know, like
yeah,
a sort
the,
of
try to like have a more coherent thing. I like this one actually. This is like upper and little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and but yet, you know, like this, there is an attempt to place it somehow in the same way as the rest because
yeah.
it's centered.
Mm-hmm.
But then this person obviously printed or engraved like a super, super much smaller
mm-hmm.
label than
mm-hmm.
anyone else in
yeah.
the building.
Yeah.
But they could have put it here or there or
yeah.
below.
Yeah,
it's centered, but it's on top.
Yeah.
Like, was there a fear that maybe the mailman is not gonna see it if it's below?
Mm, yeah. And also maybe this person doesn't like this area and tried to find the best way to, like, so this could be a restriction that I don't like this place, so I'm gonna place it somewhere.
Yeah.
But then how can I also synchronize, like harmonize with other
yes.
thing and but also visible, like, so there's
yeah.
this like two conditions that this person wants to achieve, which is the visibility, readable.
Yeah, I think what we try to do also, it's you know, like, everyone knows this feeling of finding. Oh, it stopped finally.
No.
Changed tone. Like, I think everyone has been through this feeling of stopping in front of something they find cute or they find beautiful.
Mm.
But it's not so often that we take the time to really analyze what makes us feel that way.
Yeah.
What triggers this? Yeah, like, why do we stop and take a picture? Why do we find it cute?
Mm-hmm.
Why
mm-hmm.
do we find it pleasant or
charming?
And I think now, like, what we try to do is to really analyze and
take
just
a moment,
spare this time. Yeah.
And then, like, because, like, when we take a picture, we just, like, and then take a picture and then we forgot.
And or, like, you look at it and you're like, yeah, I found it nice, but you don't really know why.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
It stopped.
Yeah.
I'm still gonna take a picture though.
Yeah.
Just to look at it again.
Mm-hmm. And this person seems very important for some reason.
Why?
Because
they're
like
on the side.
Yeah. And again, this person, I think, tried to keep in mind that the name tags are on the right bottom, so that put it over here. Looks like a toaster as well.
Yeah, true. Yeah, because I think at the first level,
mm-hmm.
you would be, okay, it looks vintage, it's from the 60s, that's why I find it beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah, you find it beautiful because it doesn't look like the rest. But that's maybe not like the... it's not the deepest reason,
mm-hmm.
Or it's not the deepest level of analysis of why is it charming.
Yeah. I think also it's because you can see the glimpse of the person and different time that has been accumulated here.
There is a personality for each of these boxes also.
Yeah.
And yes, some of them seem like it's picked up more often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also, I wonder, like, did this person inherit from that button when they came in the building, or did they place it themselves? Who takes care of this?
So when I was listening to your message now, yeah, I see what you mean with the description, and that's an interesting path. But at the same time, I was looking outside, and I thought, oh, such a nice day to walk, actually, and be, like, outside. And then I was thinking, it could be nice to just walk, like, in the neighborhood, to not to do something very normal, and then stop at some point and look at an object that we find. It can be the bench, or it can be, like, whatever that feels nice, that triggers our interest. Like, let's say, for example, it's a brick. And then we start recording ourselves describing this brick, and without saying the word brick, just finding images and, yeah, just descriptions. And a bit like some kind of poetic archaeology, where we go around and find a very random object that we pass in front all the time. It can even be in our streets, or like on the way between your place and my place. And then we find, like, I don't know, one object for every show. And it can also be a flower, or it can be a tree, like something we have affection for. Because it's so normal, but also it makes us happy. I really like this kind of epiphany when I think something is so cute, but it's also something that, you know, like sometimes a rubber band, I find it so pretty. And also the fact that it could happen in our neighborhood or in our street between you and me, like your house and my house, it also kind of enhanced this idea of focusing on seemingly unimportant things.